Oh, my friend Sean, it is the final show of the season. The Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show that is brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci here with you, joined as always by Sean Bennett of the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, saying the season, flew by, that's so cliche, right? We say that all the time about when we get to the finale of any season, but just with a lot of the changes this year and everything, pacing-wise, how do you felt this season went compared to others that you've covered?
Yeah, it's odd, Rocco, because just this year in general, when we hit this year anniversary last week or whatever of them, the pandemic
that's
coming,
right,
them shutting down the system and all that, and I think the general consensus was, wow, this year has gone by quick, and then at the same time, it's like, man, this year has really dragged on. You know, in some aspects, mm-hmm. It seems like it's gone slower than some years, and in some aspects, it seems like it went quick. And that's such an odd, feeling. And a lot of people kind of agreed that when we were talking about that. But I'm kind of excited about this show, Rocco, because, we've been doing this radio show for, I think, 6-7 years now. And I believe this is the first wrap-up show we've ever had. We've always kind of ended with the state preview or, things like that. And we actually get to talk about how everything kind of wrapped up. And that's kind of fitting, I think, in this year with the pandemic and all that we actually got to wrap up. Last year, obviously, we didn't. So really excited about this show.
And you were down where this past weekend?
I was down at Hilliard Derby at the Division I site. Again, another unusual situation for high school sports, high school wrestling that they, normally have. As most people know, they have the everything at the Value City Arena on the Ohio State campus. All three divisions in there battling it out. And this year they had to split it up. They split up. Division I was at Hilliard Derby, where I was at. Division II was at Marengo Highland, which is a little north and east of Columbus. And then Division III was at Marion Harding, which is a little north and west of Columbus. So, a little triangle of state tournaments there. So it was kind of an unusual situation. I was sitting there kind of watching Division II and Division III on track wrestling, watching our local wrestlers wrestle virtually, as I was sitting at Division I at the actual site watching the Division I guys go.
Yeah, if there was ever a time historically for this pandemic to happen, I guess now would be the best time, right? Considering all of the technology that we have in terms of still being able to watch these events, like you said, watching the D2 and D3, state level on your phone while covering the D1 level. I mean, just crazy what we're able to continue to do despite a pandemic kind of keeping us separated and stuff. So we'll be sure to dive into what you saw and some other stuff as well as we move throughout the program. We will also be joined next segment, actually, by Avon Wrestling coach Jeremy Johnson. He had some success with his guys over the weekend as well. So very excited to talk to Coach Johnson, see what he has to say. He'll be joining us again coming up next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci, Sean Bennett here with you on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online over at WEOL.com. Moving right along here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci joined, as always, by the one, the only, Sean Bennett of the Chronicle Telegram. Final show of the season. Excited to bring this one here to you this afternoon. And on the hotline, as promised, we have a special guest in the form of Avon Wrestling coach Jeremy Johnson. Coach Johnson, thank you so much for taking some time to join us here today. We are appreciative, as always. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks again for having me on. And I'm excited and happy to kind of digest and think and talk about the season.
Hey, Coach. I was kind of talking with Rocco in the first segment that this is kind of our first time in the history that we've done this radio show that we've actually had a wrap-up show. Maybe would have had one last year, but obviously a situation came where we didn't even have a state tournament to talk about in that last week. But that's kind of where we want to start is, the general theme I felt down there at Hilliard Derby, where I know you guys were at, was that, wrestlers, coaches, fans, even the media, the general opinion was we were just happy to have something go on this year.
Yeah, for sure. But like you said, it was taken from us last year and spur of the moment last year. And kind of felt like we've been walking on eggshells all season long. And the fact that those kids were able to have a closure to their season just meant the most. And we could have wrestled that tournament anywhere. I'm just happy we had it.
And I know you can't, you know, replicate the feel of 10 mats and the high, you know, ceiling at a Value City Arena and the potential 20,000, you know, person capacity. But, you know, I guess they did their best to, you know, make that feel like a state tournament. What were your thoughts on, you know, how much, you know, the guys got out of it? And, you know, Mason hadn't been down there before. So what was his feeling of being down there and competing in the tournament?
You know, I think Hillier Darby did a pretty good job of you know, keeping the floor clear and having somebody escort you to your mat. And I mean, something along the lines of what they do at Schottenstein Center. Obviously, like you mentioned before, the 10 mats, the walking out of the tunnel and looking at the pictures on your way down the tunnel, you can't
replicate that. Yeah.
But I'm just really happy that we were able to have the tournament. As for Mason, you know, he never really got to experience the Schottenstein Center, but, you know, like I've been telling them all year round, we're not going to have many tournaments this year. We're going to be having a lot of dual meets, and a lot of things are going to be different this year, and the state tournament was. And I'm just happy with how our seniors, our team as a whole handled this whole entire season, and I'm just happy that we had some closure.
Well, you guys took two wrestlers down, both ended on a podium, which is a big feather in the cap for the program. Let's kind of start with Kale. He, coming in as a freshman, he was kind of already a high-level guy, flirted with making it down to the state tournament as a freshman, went as a sophomore and placed. Maybe would have duplicated that feat last year had the pandemic not shut down the postseason right before the state tournament, but got down there and moved higher on the podium this year, I know, which was a goal. How, you know, fun has the 4 years been with, you know, a guy who's been wrestling's kind of been like in his mind and in the forefront of his life the last 4 years?
Man, it was definitely an experience and a ride with that kid. He's done so much for our program in terms of leadership and off-season wrestling, and he's really made an everlasting, change and a positive impact on our team as a culture and our team as where we started. And, you know, he's just the type of kid that he's going to be successful in whatever he does, whether that be, you know, school, a business owner someday. He's going to be really successful because he's got drive, he's got super competitive, and just really proud of him for how he ended this year, and I'm excited to see what life's going to be like afterwards here at the University of Chicago.
And now we're talking about Kale Saxton, who finished sixth at 132 pounds. Your other wrestler was Mason Bingham, heavyweight, who finished seventh, and he probably he kind of ramped up over the course of his career and just really kind of made a name for himself. He was actually 220, I think, when Jack Resch finished a state runner-up his sophomore year, and then kind of took over that heavyweight spot the last 2 years and really kind of like took over. And I know that kind of maybe holds a special place in your heart. You know, you were one of the top heavyweights in high school as well. How fun has it been just to kind of watch him progress and kind of climb that mountain?
Yeah, I always have a soft spot for the heavyweights, but definitely I'm happy to see Mason, you know, go out with the state placement. You know, he's practiced with a lot of the better kids, a lot of kids on our wall. You already mentioned Jack Resch, wrestled with Jordan Greer, wrestled with a lot of those different guys who've been down at the state tournament and placed at the state tournament. So it was due for him to get his name on that wall. All the extra practices he's put in, all the time, effort, energy he's put in, especially this year. I think last year the state tournament getting taken away from him kind of put some things in perspective. And I think there was a time in the middle of this year he's like, man, I can place at the state tournament. And ever since that moment of self-confidence and realization, I think he only improved day by day.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you played football for Brecksville as well, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so you, I mean, that's a you kind of definitely feel what he went through on all levels. I mean, he was a high-level football player. Obviously, they went to the Avon Eagles went to the state semifinals. I think every year of his career, and you know, he gets to do this great thing on the wrestling mats the last couple of years. I mean, I would think a lot of high school athletes would be envious of the career that Mason Bingham has put together the last 4 years.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, been on really successful teams and done really, really cool things that he'll remember for forever with his high school career. And same thing as Cale, he too is going to be that person who's going to be successful in everything he does in terms of, you know, school, career choice, all those different things. Just a really cool kid, and I'm also excited to follow him and see where he ends up year down the road.
And again, like I said, the nice thing about it was Avon goes 2 for 2, you know, the only program to be able to put every wrestler they took down on the podium, every wrestler advanced to day two. Again, just another big accomplishment for the program, pushing the program forward. I mean, from a coaching standpoint, you know, I'm sure you would have liked both those guys to be wrestling for state titles on Sunday night, but this has got to be a pretty successful thing for you and the program this weekend.
It really is, and we're just excited as a coaching staff. And you look up and down that bracket, you look up and down the name of qualifiers and placers. It's a really tough tournament, and there's some kids who didn't necessarily place that, you know, we're very capable of doing so. And I told the guys, you know, be happy with the spot that you're in. Be happy with the placement. You know, I know they're both competitive and they want more. They want a higher step up on that podium. But at the end of the day, there's a ton of kids that would love to be in the position that you're in. And I think that just helps put things in perspective for them. But like you mentioned, it's awesome for our program. It's kind of a cool way for those guys to go out.
Well, Coach Johnson, we appreciate your time here today. Congrats once again to you and Cale and Mason and your whole Eagles bunch over there on a good weekend and a fantastic season all the way around. But before I let you get out of here, though, I got to ask, because I know you guys just bleed purple and gold over there at Avon. Did you manage to pull some green out of the wardrobe today for St. Patrick's Day?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
I'm wearing my Ohio wrestling pullover right now. So I'm supporting St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, but also the Bobcats.
Yeah.
Well, you got the nod of approval from Sean over there. I'm the odd man out. I wore the old navy blue sweater today, Mr. Forgetful here. So,
come on.
Yeah, I know. Disappointing. Coach, thank you as always. We appreciate it. Again, congrats on the season. Fantastic job from you and your guys. We look forward to catching up again with you sometime soon.
Thanks, man. I appreciate all you guys do, man.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Have a good one. There he goes, Coach Jeremy Johnson from the Avon Eagles, managing to pull some green out of the closet for St. Patrick's Day, contrary to myself, kind of exposing myself there, not any green. But, yeah, Avon, great season from them.
Yeah, and also, and just to mention on that, he also supported his wrestler, Jordan Greer, who's down there. Is part of that program, followed in his coach's footsteps. So that's kind of a cool thing for as well. But, yeah, just, you know, Avon has been ramping up for years. I mean, Jeremy's just kind of continued on success that they've had, you know, since I've been there. They've had, you know, Mark Porter before them, Coach Mauser before that. Just definitely always in the hands of somebody who really is passionate about the sport, and all those guys are still involved with the sport. That's the great thing about it. Those coaches don't go away. They stick with the sport and keep helping each other, you know, elevate it. So definitely a good season for those last two, you know, seniors there.
That's how you build the culture right there. So more state tournament discussion when we come back, kind of putting a bow on the season right here on the final episode of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. More coming your way next right here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online over at WEOL.com. Headed down the home stretch on one final edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rocco Nucci, Sean Bennett of the Chronicle Telegram here with you this evening. Once again, a special thanks goes to Avon Wrestling coach Jeremy Johnson, kind enough to lend us some of his time this afternoon to talk about a very busy state tournament for him. He had two guys down there, like we talked about, Cale Saxton and Mason Bingham, both doing pretty well at their, you know, in their respective weights. So hats off to those two gentlemen right there. But, of course, much more to discuss here, much more that you saw this past weekend as well. I was reading up some of your stuff that you had there for the Chronicle. So I guess I could just kind of toss it to you wherever you want to start with this. I know we don't really talk about them throughout the season, but I know St. Ed's had a guy, an Avon resident, who did pretty well that you got to see in action along with some other guys as well.
Yeah, they actually had a couple of brothers, and Brad Bourneville got to write a day one sidebar on them. They live in Avon, and it was kind of nice because they both made it to the state finals on day two, and Ryan Bennett, who's a freshman, won the 106-pound state championship.
Wow.
You know, and that was beat Jackson Joy from Wadsworth, who I think he had lost to, according to Brad, previously twice during the regular season. So that's one of those situations. I got to see the same thing with Elyria freshman Peyton Fenton, who lost in the sectional and district final to Sean Seafelt from St. Edward, and then ends up beating him in the state final for the state championship. So it's always kind of a cool story when somebody who maybe struggles with an opponent, and they're all tight matches, you know, they're not like getting dominated by these guys, but is able to finally close that gap and pull it out. Good for them. Not good for the guy who's winning the whole season. But yeah, definitely a good story on those guys. So yeah, definitely interesting. And now obviously we get three more years with Ryan and one more year with Evan, who's a junior this year and finishes the state runner up at 152 pounds. So it'll be interesting to see what those guys do going forward.
Now, if I was reading up on this correctly, and just correct me if I'm wrong here, Enrique Minguia, we've talked about him a number of times. He was also involved with one of their runs somehow, some way, right? Didn't he come across one of those brothers?
No, he's 160 pounds, but he was the only other guy from our area that made it into the state finals and wrestled Sunday night. He finishes the state runner-up at 160 pounds and had a brilliant semifinal. You know, he's very upset, you know, by his result in the final, but really no reason to be because he beats Derek Fields of Brunswick, who's nationally ranked in the semifinals, and beat him 8-2. Just really a dominating performance because I had watched them tangle multiple times over their high school careers, and I think they were 2-2 against each other going into that. And Derek had won the last two, you know, and actually at the GCC final, I believe, last season, he really kind of did the same thing to Enrique and kind of really controlled the match and dominated the match. And Enrique kind of flipped the script on him at the state tournament this weekend and made his way into the final. And then had Patty Gallagher for the second straight week. And Patty Gallagher was ranked number one in the country. And the gap between him and number two, I think, is pretty intense.
I mean,
he's just a high-level guy. He's going to Ohio State. So this is like this was hands down probably the best wrestler in the gym and maybe in the state of Ohio this season.
Wow.
So he's definitely a dominating force. So Enrique did you know, the best he could against him. And at the district final, actually had a takedown and a near fall against Patty. I don't know if that woke up a sleeping giant, but he was definitely dominant from that point on. But Enrique had a great, you know, overall match and great season, great career for Elyria. Definitely a fitting way to finish it. He was a two-time state finalist. He always also finished as a state runner-up as a sophomore. Mm. So Lord knows what he would have done last year. That's the roughest thing about this is that some of these guys finish as two-time placers or maybe three-time placers that could have done more, but we just don't know because that last year's state tournament was eliminated.
That seems to, and again, based off what I was reading afterwards, that seemed to apply maybe to Elyria quite a bit more so than other teams at times. I know they did not get to crown any state champions this past weekend, but a number of guys kind of flirting with that line, toeing that line, just not able to bring that crown home.
Yeah, well, Nate Burnett was ranked first in the state at 145 pounds and had just a couple of tough 3-2 losses in a row at semifinals and Consi semis to finish fifth. So he was disappointed with that finish. Well, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He was disappointed, but he understood that he did his best. When you don't leave anything on the mat and you don't, you know, really have those regrets in your head, it's hard to be upset with how you finish. And him and Jake Evans both did that same thing. Jake also had a couple of tight semifinal, constant semifinal loss to finish fifth as well. And they both kind of, you know, echoed the same sentiment that They did everything they could. They did everything they possibly could in those situations, and it just kind of fell up a little short. But they were happy with the result because they don't, have any regrets about how they wrestled and what they did, because they put it all on the line. So Jake Evans was ranked third in the state, but was kind of moved almost into that favorite role because he had knocked off Hudson Hightower the week previous in the district final, who was ranked number one. So he kind of, went in thinking that he had a real good shot of, winning that, state championship. But, obviously he got knocked out. So he was a little, unhappy with the way he finished, too.
Sure.
Him being a senior, a little tougher for him because Nate gets one more shot at it next year. And, again, they both lost shots last year. So that's the tough part. Nate might have been, already a finalist and potentially state champion heading into this year, which would have took a lot of the pressure off. So it's always a tough situation.
Well, I'll tell you what, from what I've learned, they got the right coach to kind of talk to with that sort of thing. As Coach Burnett's told us all season long, it's not so much results-based as it is progress-based. And obviously, you want the results as well, especially when you're a senior and you get to that state tournament. It's kind of your last chance to put those results on the board. But at the same time, their program's still all about growing, getting better, and I think it's safe to say mission accomplished in that regard throughout the season. So any other guys of note that we need to talk about before we get out of here?
Well, again, for Leary at least, they had seven down. And, again, I like to say that, Alex Green went down at 106 pounds when it was unexpected. He wasn't ranked, and he was kind of, like I said, a backup most of the year. Spot starter. He filled in at like 120 for Peyton Fenton, who was dealing with injury and illness most of the season. So he got down, and Connor Holm, a freshman at 126, got down. And normally I'd say, oh, that's so great because they get that experience. But really, the experience they got this year at state tournament was a little different because, like I said, the prevailing theme down there was that they were glad to have a state tournament. But the secondary prevailing theme was this really didn't feel like the normal state tournament for Ohio, because you go down there and they're, like I said, there's 10 mats, there's bright lights, there's 20,000 capacity arena. And a lot of guys, maybe, I don't want to say freak out, but they definitely are unnerved a little bit by that environment.
Yeah, sure.
The first time down. So it's so great to get a freshman down, or even a sophomore or somebody, because then they get a taste of it. They feel it. And the next time they do it, if they're lucky enough to go down a second or third or fourth time, they're used to the experience. They've felt it. And that was taken away from these guys this year. So if Alex or Connor go down again next year, it's going to be kind of the first time maybe at Value City Arena, if we're lucky enough to have it back at Value City Arena. So they kind of are going to have to kind of deal with that environment again, even though they've already been, state tournament qualifiers one time.
Strictly from a wrestler's and coach's standpoint, did their energy seem to have dropped off at all? Obviously, with the crowd being lower in a smaller venue and, all that being a little lesser, I can imagine just the crowd atmosphere wasn't quite the same. But from a wrestler's and coach's standpoint, did you see any kind of drop-off energy-wise?
It's really hard to tell because of the fact that you're in this different environment and you can't really react as well as you can. There was certainly a handful of wrestlers who weren't shy about saying, hey, we'd been to Value City Arena and wrestled, former state qualifiers, who said it definitely felt different. It didn't feel like the normal state tournament. It felt like maybe, just a normal high school tournament, because you're in a high school gym, formats. Like I said, Hilliard Derby did what it could to change that up, especially for the finalists. I guess one of the side benefits that was really cool about this situation was the state finals were normally just three mats, all three divisions. It's very like high end. They'd really do it up, elevated stage, the whole nine yards. But in this one, they actually had the gym dark. They had a spotlight on the mat. They had green and red lights for each wrestler that came out on their side. Wrestlers got to pick walk-up music or entrance music, which they don't normally have. It's just usually an announcement straight, and they run out there. So that was kind of cool. So it was definitely some elevation on the state final. It was cool. But the rest of it, definitely felt a little more a normal tournament. And that was probably good for some of those guys that actually went down the first time, because they didn't have to deal with some of that other stuff. But I don't know energy wise as far as it's still the state tournament, so I'm sure they got up as best they could. They're still facing guys that they would have faced in Value City Arena, so they still had those high level matches, they still had those high level opponents to deal with. So energy wise I would say it was probably as close to the state tournament as they could get, with just maybe the atmosphere and the environment changed it, made it maybe tapped it down a little bit, made it a little easier to wrestle for some of those guys.
Yeah. Well, Sean, we are just about out of time. And again, congrats to all of the wrestlers who made it down to states. If you want to go back and re-listen to last week's show as well as this week's show, both up at WEOL.com, and have a pretty good breakdown of how this postseason tournament went for some of our local guys. So, Sean, this has been a blast doing it with you this year. I'll be truthful here. I'll peel back the curtain a little bit. My knowledge as far as high school wrestling went prior to this season starting, towards the minimal side of things on the spectrum, but boy, oh boy, did that change in a hurry. I had a ton of fun doing this each week with you, man, and you taught me a lot, had a lot of fun talking to our different coaches, and it was a blast.
Well, that's how it works, you know. I was 20 some plus years ago, I walked into a gym for the first time and knew nothing about wrestling, and that's the thing about the wrestling community. They embrace you, they pull you in, they'll hold your hand, yes. You know, figuratively. There's no wrestlers or coaches going to grab your hand or anything, but they'll basically, you know, walk you through it. You know, they don't like ridicule you if you don't know their sport. They just basically help you as best they can, and it really kind of pulls you in, and that's how I got so passionate about it, is great coaches, great wrestlers, great parents, great fans. They all are very appreciative of the media that covers wrestling and try to do the best to help you do your best. So I really, really love the sport, and I'm really looking forward to continuing on with it.
Yeah, with as many coaches as we talked to this year, I was yelled at by a grand total of zero coaches in all that. So, hats off to all of our area programs and coaches for a great, successful wrestling season. So that will do it for the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Big thanks once again goes to Avon Head Wrestling Coach Jeremy Johnson, as well as all of the other coaches that joined us all season long. Special thanks goes to you, the listener, for tuning in as well, making this possible. We had a lot of fun bringing you high school wrestling each and every week. So once again, for Sean Bennett, I'm Rocco Nushi. Thank you for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll be right back.